Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Are the change. Yes, this is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and today is Friday, July 20th, 2018. I have to look at the calendar every time I say that because it seems to go by so quickly. So the deal today is that we are going to talk about just two words. But I'm not going to tell you right now what those two words are because I want you to listen and I want you to participate in the show. And there's several ways that you can do that. And there's several things that will allow you to do that and all that fun stuff. So I want to tell you first of all that the songs that you heard, the first one is the Purpose Talk Radio theme song, I Am Who I Am, by Group True Trinity, Jillian Clark, the vocalist. The writers in that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. Second is a positive news song because it is positive news month. Yoo-hoo! We want that to continue going out to all those who want to hear, see, be a part of positive news. And everything that means. And we'll talk briefly about that in a moment as well. Because that's part of what this show is about and a part of the connection to all of this. And let's see, what else can I tell you? So We would like to tell you that you can participate in this show in several ways. And the first, oh, I didn't open that yet. It reminds me. The first would be to go down to the chat room. That is, if you're on the show page of Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio, and you can scroll down for that and get into the chat room. Now, mind you, anything that goes on in there disappears after the show is finished. So it may not place for things if you want to actually participate in the conversation. But during the show, it's a great place to do it. So what you can do instead is, if you are part of Facebook, you can put questions, comments, feedback in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, where there is a post at the top of the page there. And the other thing that you can do is that you can call or Skype in, which is really the best place to do that. And that would be at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And we'd love to have you call in and be a part of that as well. So, I think that's the main stuff we need to get underway here. And so today, there are two words that I think are very important. First, I want to tell you how this thing came about. Because a lot of times, you know, I don't necessarily have thoughts in mind as to exactly when, what the topics are going to be. And I get little messages that allow me to set that up, sometimes at the last minute, which is really cool. It's not cool that it waits to last one, but it is really cool that it gets to happen at any time, that I get these messages, these wonderful ideas at just about any time of the day or night, and know that they are going to be for just the right person at just the right time. So today I'm on the computer and having my usual, well, what am I going to do here? How am I going to do this episode? And trying to find out where some specific sound is coming from. It's kind of strange because I had all these things playing, all these tabs open and playing, and could not figure out which one that is indicated that it should be opening correctly. You know, the little thing that has a little red arrow that says it's playing or whatever. And it just didn't show what it was. Trying to find it because I knew I had the show to pay, post, and I had things that had to be done. And I was then saying, well, maybe I shouldn't do a show today. Maybe I'm not supposed to. And then this video started playing. And you know what? It was a great video. And I suddenly had the thought of, oh, look at that. I found the tab. It was actually in a Facebook one, which was interesting. I'm not quite sure how, why, what all that came about. And it really doesn't matter at this point. It just matters that it did. That was really cool. And what ended up happening then is I found it and I'm listening, paying attention, and hey, what a great topic. So no, I'm still not telling you what the two words are just quite yet. I'm wondering if you know what those two words might be that can cause success, that can cause, could cause some hard feelings, if resolve some things, if they need resolving. And let's see, they can make life a little simpler if you need help with something. because they're bound to acknowledge that someone has helped you. You're having a hard time with something. You know, words that even can take us from having a bad day ourselves into having a good day. Yeah, exactly. You might be surprised at that. But if you're having a bad day yourself, what two words do you think, we said last week, turn things around? To help you acknowledge yourself that things can be pretty good. Okay, I won't hold out on that anymore. Yeah, maybe it will. Maybe it will, just a little. And a lot of people might think that those two words are, I'm sorry. And yes, those are great words. Those are awesome words. We can apologize to others. We can apologize to our own bodies when things are, you know, for mistreating it, for, you know, a variety of things. Yes, we definitely can do that. And at the same time, what we can also do is acknowledge the good things that are already there, that are a part of our situation, that are, that make us awesome in what we do. Okay, so those two words simply are, thank you. Thank you. To me, those words do a lot to build relationships. So there's another piece of this that came to mind today and where some of this came from. I talk a bit about the Grow Alliance group that's on Facebook that I'm a part of. And one of the discussions today was about relationships. The last two class periods that I have had at school have been about relationships and how as children we learn from our parents, from our families, from if, you know, a kid would go to preschool, if we go to church and have Sunday school, a lot as children about a variety of words and things and making and being in relationships and how that all works. And those relationships are started really young. Those habits of building relationships start very young. And so in doing that, you know, we learn that we can say, I'm sorry. We learn that we can say, thank you. The two words, please and thank you, seem to be taught by some parents very quickly. You know, grandma gives you a quarter, tell her thank you. Grandma gives you a gift, make sure you tell him thank you. You hurt your brother, tell him I'm sorry. So those are all part of relationship building. As we get into being adults, we hope that we have learned some skills to stay away from hurting other people more often than when we're kids. And hopefully we don't have to say, I'm sorry, quite as often. However, that does still happen. That is still part of the situations. But a lot of times, even that I'm sorry is followed by, thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you for letting me know that you realize that something went wrong here in our discussion. People help at work. People help at school. We are parts of groups. We are for me, I get grace explaining something to you to clarify. Instead of what sometimes happens is we want to be quickly jumping on the thinking that they are reprimanding or critiquing us for a negative reason. And so we kind of react to those. And then it kind of sets the boss off to a bad mood also. Instead, we tried the word thank you instead. And watch the reaction of the boss to do that. They're more likely to offer advice on a nice way, in a positive way for you. Maybe they're not as likely to write you up thing is wrong next time, because they know that you want to learn from your experience. And I'm not saying do it as a thank you, kind of flip way of doing it. I'm saying sincerely, accept it as a way to learn and to build and to be learning something better for yourself, better in your life. It goes along with positive news month right now, which is July, and we've been talking about it during the weeks of July. And why I wanted this topic during July as well. We go out there and we look at the news and the broadcasts and the things that are out there and want to be critical sometimes of what we hear and see. I've heard many people say, I don't want to hear that, I don't want to see that. How can they keep doing that? So I wonder, instead, if we see particular things we like in the news, that we hear on the broadcast, that we find on social media, if instead of just going by it, oh, great, it's about time we did that, give a like on the social media, instead we would turn around, write, thank you. Simply thank you. One, for social media, it develops interaction. It will have you finding and seeing more of those types of posts, if that's really what you want. Because it means more than just a click of a like or a heart or a smile or whatever. It tells the algorithms on social media that you are actually interested, that you are taking the time and wanting to get that type of information again. So it will be much more impactful. It will probably make the poster's day because they know that the time they took to create that post was worthwhile. And it probably will make you feel really pretty good because extra seconds of being on that post, on that message and seeing it, will probably have you remember it more and be more impactful in your mind when you might need to pull it up later. And it probably will also have you remember who actually posted it later. And then, of course, sharing it with others if you feel so inclined. If you see or hear something in the news media and get a hold of them, and get a hold of the person who even said it or wrote it, that is so much more impactful than saying, I'm not going to buy the newspaper or I'm not going to listen to the news broadcast because I don't like it. For each person that takes the time to call in or write a letter to the editor acknowledging, maybe on Facebook, I loved your article about. Those don't count for just one person. And it depends on the media and who they are and how many other messages they get. But for some, it can mean as many as 20 to 50 people. Your one thank you can represent that many people. So just think, if you and your friends are listening to something on the radio, to other people, and you each decide that what you're listening to you absolutely love, and you're going to call the media individually or collectively and say, hey, there's three of us in this car, and we were just listening to what you had, and we just love it. We want to let you know that the three of us here are sitting here paying attention to what you've got, and it is absolutely amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for putting that out and sharing that good, positive news with us. Just think what an impact that will have on them and how far it will go having them create more positive news. That's why it's so important with Positive News Month to do those kinds of things. Because it shares and it tells us what we need to be sharing. We really, really want to hear and be a part of. So, yeah, I encourage you to do that. You know, you don't have to, of course, but it's up to you. But, you know, whatever you do with it is great. Even a one person, it will go a long way. Now, the other part that I had mentioned, so we talk about life outside of ourselves, in our work, our school, people that help us. And the other folks I want to acknowledge are ourselves. And those people are pretty important to us. Probably have. You are with yourself 24/7, like it or not. And you know, it would be really pretty nice if you'd like yourself. So, one of the ways you can do that. Now, I will say that some people look at that as a higher power, a higher being. I am who I am. And, yeah, that's just a part of it. That's just a part of it. The bigger and more important piece of it is, can you really look at yourself in the mirror every day? Do you know what that means to acknowledge you and what you are? So, you know, thanking yourself that you can hear or see something or walk or even just be in a particular place, a particular moment. Those are all really important things. Because, you know, our cells, our bodies are all energy. They all take on that. Now, this is kind of what we spoke about last week. You know, every part of you is energy. It takes on the good, the bad, the great, and the ugly. And so if we can do that, now I'm not real good at this. I have not. Oh, there we go. I'll turn that around. Excuse me. I have not always been real good at this. I'm working on it. I really am working on it, especially with the eyesight. You know, I'll try to look at something without the reading glasses on, and I won't see it well. And I'll just pick up the glasses. And then I have to stop and turn that around and say, thank you, eyes, for doing and seeing what you can. Thank you for knowing that there is a sign up ahead to keep me safe. And okay, so you can't read the book quite as quickly as you used to. That's okay. Maybe someday again you will. But thank you for working and doing what you can right now. Do I say that whole thing? No, not necessarily. Sometimes I do, though. If I beat myself up for something I can't see, I need to put that whole positive energy back into it. You know, lots of us as we age find that the body just does not get out of bed quite as quickly and easily as it used to. We might find that, you know, we're walking up the stairs and all of a sudden there's a little creak in the body. But hey, we're able to get up those stairs. For some, it means using an elevator or a stair climber or something else. But all of us are able to get up those stairs, usually. So we can thank just for getting up the stairs. If it's walking up, great. If it's a wheelchair, thank you for the chair. Thank you for the stair climber. Thank you for the elevator. Thank you to the people who put that elevator in and allows it to work. The business that actually supports that and makes sure it stays working. Maybe not out loud. But what that does, all of that does, is turns around our energy. Again, to be thinking of the more positive aspects of our life. And just that stopping wonders. Just that being. And taking that time to be feeling is awesome. So if you'd like to participate in this, I'd love to have you be a part of it. You can dial 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. You can put some comments up on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. You can Skype in, whatever. Love to have you add any pieces to this conversation you might like. And how many, what times have you used thank you to turn things around or to allow them to be different than what you might have expected situation that I've got? Because that's the most prominent for me. And sometimes grades get in the way of things. The requirement for grades. And I've had to wake up a little bit this semester. And it's not really because of putting things off to the end, which has been the case in the past. This time, some of it has had to get not done because of time and the essence of time. You know, I've had to scan some chapters sometimes, read the summaries, answer the questions because they have to be answered, to do the homework, and had to regret that some of the reading hasn't been done you know, and so some of that I've had to just, again, say thank you that I can read what I can and get done what I can. I've had to, on quizzes and things, even though we may have been told what to study and where to, what types of information to have, occasionally I've missed some of that. And had to acknowledge to myself, you know, thank you for the time to study, and thank you, teach, for come to the grade and go, thank you that I next time read more carefully. Or thank you that next time I go through every answer and read it more carefully, but don't miss the nots or all ofs or little keywords that will give me the better answer. Yep, had to go through some of that this semester. You know, in grad school, they do require certain grades. And it's interesting, though, because the grade point and the actual class grade is a little different than it is in undergrad. I think, anyway, it's been so long since I've been to undergrad, I couldn't say for sure. But it seemed like in undergrad, and even when I took, like, the associate level classes, associate degree classes, it seemed like not everybody could or was allowed to get A's or B's or C's for some reason. Whereas in the grad school, at least where I am, you do the work, you answer the questions, you do the things you're supposed to do, and everything can be an A. C is just mediocre. It's average. B means you went a little bit above and beyond, and A means you followed all the directions. You didn't just slap an answer down. You expanded on what those questions were. You expanded on your answers. So everybody could get A's and B's. Now, the tests, that's a little different. You know, because that's not above and beyond. That's what you remember. What do you know? What can you repeat? So we look at these things differently every time, right? And just go from there. Like I said, for me, school has been a little bit eye-opening. And even when I get not my favorite grade, what's really cool for me is that the instructors that I have are really good at bringing notes out as to why the grade isn't, you know, very perfect, very top. Yesterday I had a discussion with an instructor about part of my grade because she had said that I had read my notes during a presentation. I found that kind of interesting because I couldn't see my notes the way I was standing. I thought I could. I didn't, when I did look at them, it was like, yep, I just said that. Okay, cool, go on. I was looking at a screen and how to advance things when my partner was talking to make sure I covered all of her points before I flipped to the next slide. Now, that I was doing, and my partner was the one reading from her notes, and she knew it, even because when we practiced, I even said, you know, please don't sound like you're reading, and because we're going to get docked for it. And she still ended up reading from her notes, but by then had changed the tone to sound a little more natural. But she had all of her notes right in front of her, word for word, what she wanted to say. And I didn't have them. So I found that interesting. And I questioned the instructor. And she said that that's how it looked to her. And I said, okay, you know, thank you for that. I will have to pay attention to that more next time. And I told her, no, I didn't even have the notes to really look at. I just had the PowerPoint. But that is how it looked to her. I had to just say, well, thank you then. I need to pay attention to that because that is a point of interest for me. And as things change, it will be going forward. Because I don't want to make presentations where it looks like I'm reading them. That's not me. Even the show, once in a great while, there'll be notes. And that's probably a good thing because it keeps me on task. And sometimes I don't. Most times I don't. I will when I have a guest and there's some specific questions to ask. Because I don't want to forget anything that they want to talk about. But some of these other things, it's not. It's very simple and laid out differently. So, with all that in mind, you know, these words, thank you, can be used in a variety of ways. And so I am not seeing anyone calling in or any of that. But I would like to play you a song by a singer-songwriter named Janice Stanfield. And actually, there's two of them that I'd like to play for you. One is about a person who went back after, and it's co-written by Jana and by someone named David Roth, because I want to go back into these idea of relationships before I close out, you know, and how people need to acknowledge what they've learned from others over the years. And it's not always that easy. But sometimes we have to go back and thank the people that have made us who we are. It starts out with our parents and learning how to do relationships. And, you know, with that, we learn a lot. And then we learn whether we're going to do it the same way or whether we're going to do something different. So this first song I want to play for you is called Thank You, Mr. Ryan.
The time that I heard that song was me. It all goes back some 20 years to Mr. Ryan's classroom. One day he brought his old guitar and sang his favorite song for us. The single word right I remember most was all my childhood. Something in his simple singing touched my very great soul. The harmony he taught us the one the verse about the tree of life was wondrous to me. Many times these 20 years I've wished that I could say thank you for the music, Mr. Ryan. The simple gift you gave that day is when I stood you dear. Although it's to you sitting up here, seeing all my trials, you'll never know how much you'll never know how much. I went home to see my folks and me, the town that I grew up in. The three of us were sitting in the kitchen having coffee. I mentioned Mr. Ryan, how I wondered what became of him. The mother said she'd heard that he's still working at my school. I grabbed my coat and ran outside, retracing old familiar routes. A shortcut through the playground and the echo of the hallway. In room and other, wiping off the black wall, took a breath and feed my face. Thank you for the music, Mr. Ryan. The simple gift you gave that day. I try, you never know how much you never know how much. So we sat and talked for quite a while. I don't think that he remembered me, but I told him of my work, where I've been and what I've done. Finally, he leans back and says, it's amazing that you've come today. Just last night, my mother and I were talking unto one. She asked me, was I happy? I said, yes, I love my teaching. But I'm sad I never married, but I never got a chance. Oh, yes, she said, oh, yes, my son, you fathered several hundred. And I look across the city and hear you. Thank you for the visit, my dear child. Simple gift you gave today is what I'll treasure dearly. I always see you sitting up here, filling in these 20 years. You'll never know how much it's meant to me. You'll never know how
what I'd like to suggest this week as you go through life is think back to some of the many people who have helped you get where you are today, who have helped you be a part of that person, that creation, good or bad, in your feelings, in your mind. Because you know what? Those positives and the negatives, the things that you've turned away from and the things that you've incorporated into your life are both just as important for our lessons that you've learned from someone that you can thank them for. You don't have to tell someone if you go to them that whatever they taught you, you couldn't handle, you couldn't incorporate. Just go to them and say thank you. I would encourage that this week if you can. Say it out loud as you write their name on a piece of paper. For me, there's many. There are many. There are my teachers. There are my parents. There are past friends even who are no longer in my life. You know, I think of many. I think my most impactful teachers, for instance. I think of Sister Teresa. Thank you, Sister Teresa. Thank you, Ms. Brockwicki. Thank you, Sister Rosemary. Thank you, Sister Francis. She was my music teacher for many years, Linarian. And so she never got me. She got my classmates. And that made me angry. I did not like the way she handled my classmates to this day. But it taught me a person I did not want to be, even though there were times that it did. My anger used to be very, very abrupt. I was very physical, not nice to my brothers and sisters growing up. There was a babysitting situation that was not good, that I probably got a little more physical with the kids than I should have, you know. It was supposed to be kind of fun at the time, you know. Go to bed, throw me into bed, just make me. And I did. Well, I thought about that later and thought, shouldn't have done that. because that was part of my anger. I wasn't doing that in good stuff. I go back and I think of where I've learned some of those things and how since then I've been able to change those habits. Because I learned from others that there were better ways to handle anger. Well, my third grade teacher, I think, was the most influential, and that was Sister Teresa. I think I've mentioned her before. One thing she did with all students, each week she'd pick a name to the wall. And what we as classmates were supposed to do is write something positive, something that we really liked about that student. And not something, first of all, oh, I like your shoes, or you always have good lunches. No, we were supposed to really think about it. And I will never forget what on my piece of paper, because, you know, you can recognize a teacher's handwriting. And you could recognize some of your students, some of your fellow students. Well, I think we were supposed to sign it, actually. Sure, perseverant. That word comes to me any and every time I want to give up on something. Because I didn't know as a third grader what that word meant. And so I went to Sister Teresa and said, so what's that mean? Yeah, you know what the teacher said. Go look it up. And I did. Every time I want to give up on something, that comes back to me. And I've tried to find her and haven't been able to thank her for that. The only teacher I've been able to locate is my fifth grade teacher, Mrs. Kiepert. And she's on Facebook with me, and, you know, and I've been able to say thank you for the years. I kept in touch with several of my classmates, but I don't remember what any of them wrote on that piece of paper other than that. And I'm sure it was great. And maybe somewhere in my cleaning someday I may find that. Who knows? Certain things that meant things to me are definitely around here in some keepsake. You know, I've had bosses I've enjoyed. I've had bosses I haven't enjoyed. I'm sure we all have. And it'd be great if I could find some of them. And would feel like even those that fired me for whatever reason, that I could walk up to them and say thank you. In fact, I think I have one today. One of them has to do with that journalism and that good and bad journalism and, former newspaper boss, where there were lots of issues that went on. And he invited me to work for him again at one point when he found out his ways. And I considered it. But then I realized that background, that type of stuff is not what I wanted in my life. And I'd gone a different direction by then. And I am grateful for those years because there was some autonomy in that originally. And I developed amazing relationships with people in the community because of that experience. And the funny thing is, I went out to a festival in that area this past week. And no, it was before the festival opened because it was with the group of blind people. So we got to come in early and we were given lunch and played bingo and all that without the festival yet being open to the public. People were there preparing things and getting it all ready and all that, but it wasn't quite yet open. And I felt myself smiling for the relationships I had built out there and sharing some of those wonderful times with the people I was sitting with on the bus and talking about some of my most memorable stories and some of the most memorable people I met out there. I still keep in touch with a couple of my sources, people that I've done stories with. One happens to be a musician known as Cheryl Kirking. I covered her in a story way back when, and she did a concert in the community, purposely not naming the community because I don't want it to be associated necessarily with what was good or bad about the boss situation. But I loved it, and we connected. Maybe it's the music. That's probably why I like the song Mr. Ryan. You know, as a songwriter, it started way, way back, the interest in music. Music always turns my attitude around if I'm having a bad time, if I need to focus for homework, if I need to come down off of a high to be able to focus on homework. There's a few songs I use for that too. And I've gone and thanked many of those musicians. That's kind of the project for this week I'd like to invite you to do. Find a list, create a list of those who have helped you. Take each of your body parts, take each aspect of yourself at the same time. Make sure you include yourself on that list and all the wonderful aspects of yourself. I so encourage that, so that you can truly. So one more song that Jana allows me to, she does give me permission to use her music. And so I have one more song. And this goes out to you folks as listeners of Purpose Talk Radio. As I thank you for being a part of this community, the messages that are shared every week. And it's just called Thank You. Talk Radio. Thank you for what you give to this world and share. Thank you for your gifts. Thank you for your positivity. Thank you for your negativity that shares and teaches someone else what not to do. So I want to put out one last thing, which is the affirmation for this week, which I like to do always on Purpose Talk Radio. It does appear at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page with the pinned post as I'm getting to it. It has disappeared, so I will figure out what has happened to the Facebook thing, but I'll get to that in a second here. So I'm thinking that for this week, let's see, what would we like for an affirmation for all to be paying attention to? Let's see. Conversations. I need to type that in correctly to get what I want. I think what we need to do is make it very simple. And just, I am thankful. I am thankful. Knowledge.
With gratitude.
All who have gotten me there. Yeah. I think that's a little bit better. That's even stronger. So again, the affirmation for this week. I am thankful, grateful for all who have gotten me to the person I am, to being the person I am today. Short, sweet, and simple. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays in Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. And it does take a little bit of time and energy and guests. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please do send an email to me. You also can share your products and services with us. We do have a sponsorship opportunity. And so you can do so by sending me an email at Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, C-I-N-D-Y at P-U-R-P-O-S-E. talkradio.com. I do some other things out in the world, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I edit books. I'm a travel agency. Do a little bit with social media, not as much as I used to, not as much with graphic design. But editing, writing, photography, traveling. Those are things that I do. So find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Connect with me there. Send me an email if you want to connect otherwise. Travel agency is True Visions Travel. You all know that I'm working with the Academy of Omniosophical Arts and Sciences with their books and with an upcoming conference, which we'll talk more about later, and some of the events they have. And that's awesome. And I'm grateful for those as well. And so, what other things do I need to tell you? You can share this link for this show with others. It's that same link that you've heard it today. I do need to tell you the Janice song. You can find her at janastanfield.com, J-A-N-A-S-T-A-N-F-I-E-L-D.com. The last song, thank you, was on Let the Change Begin. I forget which one, Thank You, Mr. Ryan, which is the first song. The theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is by True Trinity, TRUETRINITY.com. The song being I Am Who I Am, as well as the positive news song, as July is positive news. I do invite you to, I'm giving you a whole lot of links, but hope that you can connect with me some way. Positive News Media is on Facebook. as well as positivenewsmedia.org, positivenewsmedia.org, on Facebook, and we try on the website to share positive news and links of places where you can get positive messages, positive news, whether it be quotes, stories, whatever. So having said all that, I think I'm going to wrap up the show for this week. And I invite you all to join us next week. And until then, I wish you all soul blessings. And thanks for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.